Hallelujah. Alle, alle, alleluia. Alleluia. Alle. Jesus, alleluia. Alle, 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 alleluia. Alleluia.
Of your spirit accommodate the glory of God. Be carried. The Bible says that even your God rise on the wings of the cherub. He is carried. You have to be carried.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen.
deliverance comes to you now. I see somebody, there is a sort of affliction. It affects you on the head. I just saw the hand. The hand came and took it away.
Get wisdom.
You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the power before time began. Two things you must know about God is power and wisdom. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
Let's sing it two times.
You reign forever. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. You reign, you reign. an administration that makes this possible. The things we see, the wisdom, the resources, the power, there is a throne that makes it possible, an administration. Peter spoke to them, he said that the outpouring you are seeing on this day of Pentecost is as a result of the fact that Jesus is now coronated the Lord and Christ. A throne became functional. The resultant effect is that men felt an outpouring of his wisdom, of his power. Every resource that is needed to prosecute the agenda, the purpose that God has factored in our ordination. Elohim, you reign, you reign, you reign. 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 Elohim, you reign.
My God. For somebody to be a sponge. If you don't know that idea that the heart of man is shaped like a sponge, you know what is a sponge? A sponge is not that thing you use to really wash your plate. When you dip a sponge in something, it soaks that thing. One of the things that happens to you when there is the workings of the Holy Spirit to circumcise your heart, do many things in your heart, is that it leaves your heart as a sponge. As soon as you come into the presence of God, you notice that you start soaking. Something in you begins to absorb. Absorb, is it not true? Sometimes what you have absorbed in a service can last on you for 2 days. Say, man of God, come here. You are a sponge. How many of you are sponge? That is another thing I didn't tell you people on how to carry God's presence. I think I've said it a little. When you carry that sponge, you put it in the water. And you leave it there. It will be soaking. 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 By the time you bring out that sponge. will squeeze. It will be dripping water. That's why you hear people like Benny, he say, I am dripping. I am dripping. He will pray, he will say, take everything from me. Don't take your presence from me. Take everything. You can take the money, you can take the ministry, you can take everything. Don't take your presence from me. Even if we are not praying that you lose anything, but even if you lost something and the presence is still there, you will recover everything. You can recover all of them in one moment, self. You can only know God when His presence is being ministered to you. The real knowledge of God is not cognitive. It's an experience, it's an interaction. The Bible said in the book of John chapter 17, think verse 2, he said, He said, this is life eternal. Son Jesus Christ. So I went and checked that word. No. And I found out that knowledge is what happens between husband and wife. It's called koinonia. Chapter 6 from verse 1, we have touched a few things on the basics. We have touched not laying again foundation of repentance from dead works, and then we spoke about faith towards God. Today let's look at the doctrine of baptisms. Don't baptism, both infant and adult baptism. Tell me, what is baptism? Have you heard me say this thing before? No wonder. You use the right word. I'm not saying you might not get the thing, but the word you used look like my own. I know you didn't hear her. What is baptism? What is baptism? What do you think is baptism? Have you not done baptism before? Even did that. I think you did that, my God. Is it not true? Yes, you did. I remember. You and your guy, you told me that Sunday that you are going to that place. So, what is baptism? The church is in trouble. Do you know why we are in trouble? 90% of what we are doing, we don't even know why we are doing it. And that's why when you finish, the impact, the reality does not touch you. The same baptism Jesus did, and heaven opened. When you did your own, what happened? Jesus did baptism, heaven opened. Father, Son, Holy, everybody was talking. Just because Jesus did baptism. The only sign that you were baptized that day was because your clothes was wet. Have you not heard of baptism? What is baptism? Can you prove this definition? I know where you borrowed it from. Me, I've also listened to that message. So, tell me, define. I know some of you have listened to that message too. Is it not true? Say the truth. You have listened to that message. Means of identification, right? Oh, prove it. Use Bible and prove it. No. You might not know the place I'm in the school, but you can use general scriptural knowledge and prove to us. No, sit down. We are brothers. You are going too far. Just tell me proof from one place or another in the scripture.
Jesus. Jesus is the firstborn of God, the first son of God. So in the act of reconciling us to the Father, on identifying with the system Jesus passed through, on our identifying with it, we can now, by so doing, be identified with the family of God.
This your grandma just confused me. Didn't he confuse you? Just confused me. Many of the definition we are giving, we don't even know. I found out. You can listen to that apostle. You know those are for you. Listen to them and you are quoting, you are releasing some things. Okay, you don't know it. And that's the truth. And that's a higher level of problem. Because by this, let's say I didn't probe you. If you give me this definition, I will assume that this concerning the matter of baptism that you are already established in the doctrine. Meanwhile, it should be obvious that you are lacking in the knowledge. You did not understand fully what was meant. Meanwhile, your definition is correct, or at least to a certain level. Dio. Sorry, I always call you. What is baptism? You have listened to that message. What is baptism? Solomon, you have listened to all the messages in this world. What is baptism? I heard of Rift people, all they do is to listen to messages. What you are telling me now is correct. You are telling me the implication of baptism, which is very, very correct. And this is what we have been taught in our normal church teaching, that when you are baptized is a sign that you are passed from death to life. So you are telling me anytime you are baptized, it means that you are passed from death to life. Because if I ask you some question now, you will fail it. What was written here in Hebrews is doctrine of baptisms. In other words, it's not just one baptism. That immersion they did after you were born again was supposed to be a sign, a specific sign of which you now told us. Are you telling me that's the only baptism? What of when you were baptized with the Holy Ghost? What was that? A sign that you are passed from death to life. Are you not getting the point? So you cannot say that your definition is the definition of baptism. Let's give you mic so that your grandchildren will hear you. I will give her mic so that her grandchildren will hear, because people are from abroad, so they will hear you. Anytime you are coming, come like the Berean Christian. There is no way we cannot be firing questions. Carry this thing, go back, restudy it. Anyway, wait. Answer your own. Let all of us say. You are not correct. My problem is that you said physical ceremony. That's what I'm saying. My problem is that you said physical ceremony. What we are, when you say this, and if we take it, what you are inferring by that is the baptism that happened to you as a confirmation that you are born again. That one can pass. This is your definition, can pass. Not fully correct, but it can pass. In defining the baptism, you have done baptism now. That happened to you when they announced it. I don't know the reason why they did your own. But I believe everybody that did his own did it because I was also born in that church. They did the infant for me. And did the eye with me. So, I like everybody. But we have to finally find out. My interest is not what is right or wrong. We are trying to find out the reality backing the ceremonies that we engage in. The reality. The real is a constant reality. And when you find it out, you will now know that sometimes when you come to fellowship like this, and have you not noticed sometimes when you come in, you seem as if they poured something on you. Poured it. What is happening to you? The question, because you don't know what is baptism, you will not even know what is happening, and you will not be able to engage the wisdom of God to understand what this baptism is supposed to accomplish. Just like he said, that the baptism that was done in his own case, that one we do in church to say we are born again, is supposed to show the death and resurrection of Christ in our life. Let me stop there. I'm overrunning. We have to. Let's go back. Okay, your definition. No, see. I like. Wait. He has been correct so far. Pay attention. Actually, he has been correct so far. You can't be baptized without it. See, let me tell you. If somebody say you are baptized, there are two key things about baptism. One is the instrument, and then the baptizer. These are the two key things. There must be something that is used to baptize you, and then there must be somebody that is baptizing you. Is it not true? Don't want to overrun myself, but remind me, let's touch it. In fact, after our definition of baptism, what differs in various baptisms now is not the reality itself. It is the who is baptizing and what he is baptizing with. Give us your definition. Man, I was enjoying that. Okay, yeah. Give. Don't mind them. Just assume it's only me and you now. One righteous undertaking, okay? Okay. No. Remove it. Okay, 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 okay. Continue, continue, continue. You are correct. You are correct. If this is your definition, you know that one you are trying to tell me, that one they do in water, that water baptism. This is the definition. Water baptism, this is the definition. Because that baptism is supposed to epitomize the fact that life came out of death. It is not just, are you with me? It is not just about the fact that Jesus died. It's also about the fact that he resurrected. What does it mean for somebody to resurrect? It means that life, what? So when that reality of Jesus's, when the reality of Jesus's death and resurrection is ministered to your spirit, what is it called? Is regeneration, actually. When it is not, it wouldn't have been possible for you to be born again. That was what Paul was telling us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, he now said that your faith, our faith, is in vain. Do you have something to add? What did she say? And it, did you add this last one? She asked. I know you didn't add it. I know you didn't add that last one. She said her definition is that baptism is an initiation. Then my sister now added into a new order of civilization. Don't you think it? This is the best. So there are many purposes for baptism. Are you with me? Concerning that one we are talking about, which is where I will take my reading. Let me read it so that you might not even know why they gave us that particular place. That definition they gave, I will show you, and I will tell you why they gave us that place. Remember, we are looking at the doctrine of baptisms. Before I continue, there is a point he made that is correct. Is baptism a New Testament theology? Prove it. Correct. Oh, you don't know the answer. You ask after service. Okay, what's the answer? John chapter 1, verse 28. Probably let's start from let's start from verse 25. If you are there, say amen. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? Are you seeing it? See, this particular thing, I don't want to go into certain beliefs in the body of Christ. This particular thing is causes trouble in some places. They say, if you are not an ordained priest, you are not qualified to baptize. Part of what backs up that doctrine is this. You are not a prophet. You are not the Christ. You are not Elijah. Why are you baptizing? I don't want to go into so that many of you also believe it. Part of the reason why some doctrines are problems in the body of Christ is because people have not been taken by God to the back so that they will see the reality that is backing up the practice. If you now see the reality, you are not too, you are interested in what is happening, you know, but you are more interested in the ministration of the reality. People like us, we are baptized in the Holy Ghost before we are baptized in water. I'm telling you. So does it now mean, are you with me? The right order. I hope you know the right order. The Bible says, this is the order that the apostles started. He said, when you are born again, you are baptized in water, and then you receive the Holy Ghost by the laying of hands. Now, but when God comes in a religious circle, I'm teaching you the dynamics of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God comes in a religious circle, this system will have to be kept aside. Do you know why? Religious circle will never achieve this result using these steps. In fact, they will do many calculations using their head and determine for the Holy Ghost who and who, and how and how, and when, and to what extent. It was on that wise that when Peter yet spake in the house of Cornelius, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Peter now said, since they have received the Holy Ghost as we received, how did they receive the Holy Ghost? It fell on them. Every single one. Now, after it fell on them, the practice after that time was that the apostles laid hands on people who believed and they received. So it was not yet an established order for the Holy Spirit to fall on people without a direct ministration of the laying of hands. Are you with me now? So they now said, the same way we received, they called him to the Jerusalem council to defend that action that he took. And he said, I didn't have much to do about what happened. As far as I'm concerned, are you with me? From his language, we understand that. He said, as far as I'm concerned, I was not even willing to minister the Holy Ghost to them. I was just there just to preach the gospel. If they come again, good. If they don't, I will just, so that the God will not say, I disobeyed him. Are you with me now? But the Bible says, as he's still telling long story, this story too long. God said, just preach, I will do something. Have you not done something like that? He said, God just needed you to talk for 5 minutes so that you will continue talking, 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 and then he will just move so that you stop talking. Have you not seen it before? Somebody is still talking, talking. Go move. So that you will see, because he's in a hurry. That's what happened to Peter. His intention was to preach and go. But when he was still talking, when that now happened, as they received in the beginning, he said, who will stop these men from being baptized in water, seeing that they have received the Holy Ghost as we received? Meaning that the right order, I don't know who said the order, because I'm not sure it's Jesus. The right order is, if you are born again, you are baptized in water, and then they lay hands on you to be filled with the Spirit. Are you with me now? So when you consider that some of them, in fact, there are many things about the doctrine of baptism. That is why my point, that is why I have to go to the definition. I don't want to go to practice on all those things. People, there are many things that people believe. This thing is so bad that my mother told me in 1993 or thereabouts, between almost between 93 and 95 or thereabouts, the thing almost tore a fact into two in this town. And those were the Holy Ghost was moving. She tells you the story of how Jesus walked in their midst. You will be humble. You will now know you have not touched anything. How can somebody be going to buy it? She's going to attend to buy it. And then somebody will touch her in the bus and shout fire. Have they done it to you? And you say you have anything. Let's be humble. Hmm? Let's be humble. Let's press more. Remember, she didn't do it intentionally. Most of the time we prepare. Hi, these people should know I prayed all night. Have we not done it? Sometimes you pray all night. You come out, you are smoking prayer, my God. If you are going to class, you'll be feeling like somebody that prayed all night. We are not aware. We are not aware of your all night. What we are aware of is, if somebody touch you by mistake, his cancer dries. You did not intend to minister. He touches you and starts shaking. I've told you people of how I was coming back from a prayer meeting. That one, you saw me at I was coming back. I met a drunk to stupor, Okada man, around 8 p.m. We almost had accident 3 times. Me, I was not bothered. I don't know why. The presence of God makes you at peace. Nothing will ever worry you. If they tell you, there is bomb here, it's not for somebody that... The way you respond to that statement determines the weight of the presence that you are experiencing. It will seem as if it's something of a little matter. By the time we are reaching St. Mary's, the guy started confessing his sins. I did not preach. I have not said anything up to then. By the time we reached that our house, he gave his life to Christ. I didn't preach. He was crying. I collected his number. My sister, you are talking too much. People are tired of talk. Carry something. Amen. We weep and cry. As I've said before, men like God, though. They don't like the wine you have. That's the problem. When you manifest the portrait of the true God, he will draw men unto himself. If I be lifted up. Let's trust God. Let me leave that. If I go there, we won't come out. Let me leave it. Once you show men, even demons come and meet Jesus and bow down and say, thou son of God, what do you have with us? Think is, carry God and demons will know you by name, my friend. You think they don't know you? Me, I know they know me. In fact, that's how I cast devils. I know you know me. Come on. I was telling them I was at Enugu and we were doing service. One lady fell and fainted and was dying. They carried her to one place and they were doing this. I just touched her. I saw it was a demon. You devil. I know you know me. Come on. She called. As I was doing the thing, the demons were coming up. They were coming up. My brother, it's not only Jesus that have name. Jesus I know. Paul I know. You, who are you? Glory to God. Now let's get back. Now my point in baptism is that what I will trust God to do this night is to bring out the reality that is back of the practice. If you understand that reality, you will take advantage of me. You will take advantage of many services you have entered. When you understand baptism, you will begin to understand. Baptisms, my problem was when you say physical, because baptisms are actually ceremonies. They are services. Have you listened to that message, baptismal service? Don't listen to it. If God wants to bring you into a new oppression, civilization, what he does for you is to organize for you a baptismal service. See, yeah? You must be baptized, though. Do you know why you must be baptized? It is an initiation, as they said, into a new civilization. If you are not initiated, there is no way. Haven't you seen that your brother that used to follow cultists? If you like, follow them for 2 years, you are not one of them. If you are not blended, is it not the word? If you are not blended, you are not blended, you are not part. You can't take part in their holy communion. I hope you know they take holy communion. The Lord's dry gin. That's what there is particular cult. They use the Lord's dry gin. We know this thing. You know how many of them we deliver? Oh, there is one, his name is Mobutu Sese Seko. Meanwhile, you need power to do this thing. And if you don't have power, they don't have time to waste with people that can't help them. One told me that he finished the charm he did. He finished, he used back like this and climbed mountain and went to the top and used nail to nail that charm and came down. Spirits pay him visit. He carries entourage of spirits. When I laid hands on him, he felt demons were doing like my brother. You have to see the burning bush before you confront Pharaoh. I know who I am. The problem with that thing is correct, but the problem is the knowledge there is not here. Yes. You have heard my story now. Oh, my heart is burning now. Somebody is trying to redirect my message. I refuse. Let's go back. I must be disciplined to what I want to teach. No, it's not always Holy Spirit. We are me too. I do it, so I know what is happening. I won't go there. Let's go back to our baptism. Now, for every practice in the kingdom, there is something, a reality that is backing it behind. I need to establish you on this foundational thing so that when you will soon climb high. When you climb high, so that you won't fall. I have told you people of how a pastor in the number one holiness church in Nigeria. How many of you know the number one holiness church in Nigeria? That one, yes. That one. He went and committed suicide. Reason is that something happened. Something, and he now committed adultery. And the worst part is that brethren did not call him to, everybody was speaking about it in matter everywhere. The man went and committed suicide. My sister, suicide, does it solve the problem? This is a man that has not been grounded in the basics. If you understand, you will know that if you repent from your sin, forsake it. Even if you sin 5 times, God will still be ministering grace. The grace to come out of that thing. The problem in the Christian life, especially concerning matters that you are trusting God to help you out of, conquer, and all those things. You see, you can be saying this thing, I can be talking about maybe immorality and all that, you'll be feeling one kind of self-righteous. You are a foolish person. Come out of the way, we don't want to see it. There are some people, they look down on people. That one you are looking at is a cancer. Is even worse. Let me tell you what will finish you tomorrow. The day you begin to think you are better than the next person, that's the day you began to fall. Why did David survive everything? Is it because he's better? Anytime you see that man, he considers himself less than every man. If you and David start fight, he is your king. If you have issue, you and him have issue to present me, he will win you. Do you know why? Before God, he will say, I am your boy. You will come now. With your bogus. And God will say, who is that person? Some angels, there are some angels, they are jealous for God's glory. They won't even allow you to enter inside. They will slap you. Bah! Have you not seen those men that guard some big politicians? You do some, they will be angry on behalf of the politician and slap you. They will tell you, I don't buy this case. That time me and your guy was trying to, there is a man, he brought me one time now. In fact, he called me, you know, I'm searching for something. So he called me and said, come and check somewhere. I went that place. When I went, my brother, we are in a seat like this. Innocent was sitting. Another man was sitting. He was sitting there. In his house. Your guy would have gone up and never come down, I'm telling you. He told me, his problem is that when people see people who are gentle, and it's not just that I'm gentle, I'm also a pastor, so that even if I want to fight back, I can't fight back. My hand is like, he told me, don't worry, I don't buy the matter. I told him, me, I know what he can do. I told him, easy. I'm the one now begging for you. If you see what would have happened that day, oh my God, this whole street will be shut down. He wanted to come with 3 hillocks army. Meekness is power under control. When you are poor in the spirit, is a realization that at every point in time, you need God to survive. Your insufficiency is ever before you. That if I ever made stride in God, it was because there is an administration, a throne that administrated grace to power that engagement. Paul said, I labored more than you all, yet what? Not I, but the grace of God that is at work in me. After some time, he even reduced his statement. He said, I am the least among you. That has always been my mindset. Anytime I appear before people, I'll be looking for where to be the least. If you... I will tell you. Do you want to rise fast? When you come in, find out what people are running away from doing. Dedicate yourself to it. My brother, it was toilet I was watching. No. I was not leading prayer before I became pastor. I was washing toilet. I did it for 3 camp meetings. Just like sonship conference meeting Sundays, I'll be washing toilet. And there are some ladies, if they visit that place, it will be shut down. Meanwhile, there is no water, this, you know, water. So we'll go, you know now, we'll go to vet and fetch water and bring it. And there is no wheelbarrow, so we carry it. Oh, you know now. Do you know vet hall? We'll go to vet faculty, fetch, then bring it to vet hall. Is that place? I wasn't even thinking about anything. Do you even have faith? If you have faith, you will know that God can see you in that place. I have faith. Do you have faith? Prove it. God can see you. The truth is that there is nobody. Maybe one of them might go and listen to my message now. But there is nobody before or after me, in my own knowledge, that I have not started, though, that you can even compare with me now. I served and served. You know, people are looking for Mike. Me, I didn't. I served and served and served and served till. Ask my siblings. There is nothing like break, Christmas, strike, 6 months. I spent it in campus. I was, even when students left, I went to town church, and there, that was the place I was serving old women. I'll be visiting them for my, and there is no food though. I'll finish, they will give me small food, beans, I will go and cook. I was so happy with Jesus. My sister, nothing happens for nothing. If you come and tell Jesus, Pastor, don't deal with him. That's the day your trouble will begin. Because God's jealousy is on my life. And there is countless people that can bear witness to this. My cousin called me and said, the reason why I believe in your ministry is that I know when we will gather in his house, and some will be doing many things. Me, I will hide one place with my Bible and my daughter and books. I will be reading. They monitored me for 4 or 5 years. They now believe it. The people I did with, he said, the reason why I believe in you is that you have been doing this thing since campus days. What? Say washing toilet. I know you don't have faith enough that God will find you. No, you have. This one has. This one. He has. See this young man. When I see him, I will wish I'm him. There are things you do, you can't be small in this life. Even if God says he will be small, me, I will say no. You don't know I have mouth. I will say no, he won't be small. Unless something drastic happens, tomorrow you will know the power I have with God. There are some people I will insist that there will be somebody in this life. Me, we insist. Even if all the devil in this world was, you will be down. Me. You don't know the power human beings have. There is some of you here, I have been in the spirit, and God said, let me chastise this person. Satan is also looking for that person. I stood in the middle and refused either of them. I said, let me handle this case. Let's give it 6 more months. Let's give it 8 more months. Let's give it. Let me leave deep things for you. There are things so. I know you don't believe, but you will still believe in 10 years time. You know you are young. So let's define baptism. What's the time? You got a new wash. Cumbre. How many? Okay, let's have 10 more minutes. Let's have 10 more minutes. Let me just read scripture so that it will help me to be disciplined. We are in verse what? 26. John answered them saying, I baptize with what? I baptize with what? We spoke about love feast. My brethren, it's not today, it's tomorrow. You didn't read what I sent. Okay, we'll close. We'll start from today. But if you... What do you... God's love. Should we start today? Okay.
Okay, let's do fast and go into other matters. But I must strike to the heart of this. John answered them, saying, I baptize with what? Pay attention. Pay attention. Bring her here. She must preach since she doesn't want me to preach. You are the one going to preach. Come. Come, let's come and preach together. She will run now. Jesus answered, saying, I baptize with water. But there standeth one among you, whom you knew not. Here it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things we are done in Betabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptized. Now, there are two things you must know here. I might not have time to go into it, but what you should know is that there are two things you must. This is it. The person baptizing and the instrument of baptism. Write it down. The two key things about baptism that defines the expectation from that baptism is, number one, say the baptizer and the instrument of baptism. The baptizer. If we go down, you now see that the baptizer in this place you read now is who? Say John. His instrument of baptism is what? Good. But he says somebody is coming after him. So another baptizer now. Who is that person? What is the instrument of his baptism? Thank you very much. So you people get my point. So I can now continue. I say she will run away. It's not easy to preach. Verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, saith, What? Saith what? Which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he. Remember he spoke about somebody and said, this is he. How did he know? We are about to answer that thing. How did he know? He now said, this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Watch it. Verse 31. Are you with me? And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, I am come baptizing with water. Be specific. That he should be made manifest. I came baptizing, not just baptizing, baptizing with water. So the person that sent me, let me even finish reading it so that you will answer. He now said, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he abode upon him, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. There were two key things that the person that sent him told him. Remember, he doesn't know. The first one, he said, and I don't know him, but to know him, I came to baptize. It is on this wise that we say baptism reveals man's identity. We don't know you yet. Sometimes when you are baptized with power, we begin to know you. This is not the you we are looking for. There are series of baptisms that heaven have to do in your life. That, and for those baptisms to come, many services have to be organized. Spiritual ceremonies. The intent is to baptize you. John said, the one that sent me said, go and stand by the water. May we begin to come, but don't look at the men. The intent is that a man that have the capacity to rescue men, a higher oppression will enter into the territory. But before that oppression comes in, a man have to sit in the place of baptism. And then on that account, destinies will be revealed. Me, I believe that there are Deborahs, Esthers, men of rank. That is in our midst. He said he is in your midst. Oh, he said what? You didn't read it. He said he is already in your midst, but you don't know. We don't know you yet. You can't go like this. We don't know you. Nobody knows you. I think you are CHNML. No, a mighty man is inside. To take a series of baptisms. If you go to the book of Luke, are you with me? Said it better. He said that this one does not just baptize. He said he baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. He baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In fact, there are many things Jesus baptizes with. What you need to know is that he is a baptizer. Oh, we can't go there. We need to trash this concept, doctrine, the phenomenon called baptism. For example, now, I hope you know that there are people, not just Jesus, there are people that are baptizers. I told you people, there are two key people you need to interact with in these end times. Baptizers and interpreters. Oh, I don't want to go there. In fact, the intent of God is to raise more baptizers. That was why he raised Moses. So that the whole of Israel will be baptized into Moses. So when they came and told him that there are some men prophesying outside the camp, he saw our day. He looked and saw the day of the Son of God. And he said, I wish that all of the lost people shall be prophets. And it was fulfilled. When was it fulfilled? The day the Holy Ghost entered the heart of the believer, we now know that there is no distinction anymore in the beloved, that any man that has received the Holy Ghost has received the seed of the prophetic. Do you have the Holy Ghost? You have the prophetic. On that day, the desire of Moses was accomplished, that all of the lost people. So it was that day that we saw a glimpse of what God intended to do. In one man, many were baptized. That is why some of us labor, so that we will receive the baptizer grace. Because you know why? Do you know what it takes to pray the way this guy is praying? If you, let's say you didn't have any help, do you know how long it takes to develop it? Suddenly you meet a man, and just because you sat in revival hall for 4 months, check out your prayer life. You have been struggling. Everything changed. You are baptized, my friend. So baptizer grace. The question is with what? I told you there is a baptizer. And there is something he baptizes with. So baptism is an instrument. Is an instrument, a facility whereby men are initiated into a new civilization. Now, the intent of that initiation has to be defined before the baptism takes place. So, depending on what we want to achieve, what we want to achieve by baptism, we determine who will be the baptizer and the instrument he will baptize with. Follow me now. If you want to achieve power, the baptizer, you should know there is somebody that baptizes with power, and there is an instrument he baptizes with. Follow me on. There are many things. In fact, the places to be baptized with, there are countless baptisms. I'm not sure you can even finish it in your journey. There is the baptism of fire. It's not that fire you think of. It's the baptism of affliction. Oh, you don't know. Go and read that place. Where, go back and read. Start. Don't just read one verse. Start with four verses before and four verses after. And you will see Jesus talking about gathering the shafts and putting them in the fire. The son, the father, Zebedee came and brought his children and said, I desire that this one will sit at your right hand and this one at your left. What was Jesus' answer? Wait, what was Jesus' answer? Are you able to drink of my own cup? In fact, he didn't wait for them to answer. He said, you will drink it indeed. There are some of you. I have seen your destiny. The destiny you are carrying is so heavy that you can't run away from fasting. You can't run away from prayer. I have seen your destiny. So there is no need asking you, can you drink of my cup? The only way is for you to drink of the cup. If you enter into the manifestation of your destiny, then you have to be baptized. Baptized again. Baptized. How much do you know of the baptisms? The doctrine of baptisms. We don't know men until they are baptized. So what God does when he wants to bring men into new civilizations as per initiation, you see, if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, there is no way you can know the things of the Holy Spirit. It has to be, you have to be brought into that realm. Baptism in water, that one of repentance, is a sign that you have been brought into a new regime of operation. You can't know Christ except you are baptized into Christ. There is no way. You have to be what? Initiated into it. Anything that is being said outside of initiation is just speaking from the top of your head. I'm telling you this thing. Do you know you can sit under me for 1 year and you never got anything from me? Do you know why? Because for you to benefit from people like me, I'm not a cerebral teacher. Well, I'm not saying I'm not intelligent, but when I speak to your spirit first, hoping that an engagement properly will affect every aspect of your body, every aspect of your being, rather. The implication of that is that anytime I speak, my intent is to bring you into fresh baptism, into fresh initiations. So that beyond the cognitive capacity, you begin to function in that which has been spoken. That is why I told you people that the whole intent of preaching and teaching is to what? Become. You are dragging men into the very experience that you are teaching. Jesus said that the Spirit of God is upon me. And he has what? Anointed me to preach. What it means is that anytime I preach, then I've received the capacity to open a window for men in the Spirit. So that every teaching session that Jesus had is an opportunity to be baptized again into the very reality that is opening in the Spirit. When last are you baptized? We need more and more baptisms so that we will facilitate our journey in the path of spiritual progress.
Our journey becomes shorter if we are baptized, and then our identity is revealed. Man has been according you an identity that is false. The reason is because you have not been baptized. You have not met the requisite baptizer, and you have not engaged the requisite baptism. The Bible says that Jesus stood at Jordan. The heavens opened when he was baptized in water. And Jesus, the Father, spoke from heaven. He said, "This is my son." We will never know you until fresh baptism begins to come. Sometimes you pass through fire. The reason is because God is trying to reveal a man of patience. Patience. We didn't know you are this patient until you pass through the furnace of affliction. And then we began to see that people will look at you now and think you are impatient. People can look at you and think you are proud. They didn't know you are not pride. It's not pride functioning. When God passes you through that furnace and you are baptized with the cup of God, when you come out, you become the meekest person on earth. By the time Moses came back from that mountain, when they chased him out, he came back 40 years later. When they were giving him microphone, he refused to collect it. We never knew Moses had this capacity until he was what? Baptized. We thought Jesus was carpenter's son. Until the baptism came. They thought the apostles gathered in the upper room. Do you know the definition they gave them? They said that these men are illiterates. They took knowledge of them and said that they didn't go to school. But has the Holy Ghost, have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Then there are possibilities that can never be exhausted. The possibility a man carries after baptism is the possibility of the baptizer. That is the intent of baptism, to bring you into the baptizer's experience. The instrument of the baptism soaks every aspect of your being, and the life that you live thereafter will be a representation of the mysteries and realities encoded in that baptism. So when you are baptized into the death of Christ, it is assumed that you have died. When you are baptized into his resurrection, it is assumed that you are baptized into resurrection. And when you are baptized into life, you carry the life of God. Are you baptized? You have to cry out to God in the next 3 minutes and say, "Baptize me afresh. I am not patient. I don't have power. I don't know death. I don't know resurrection." There are many things in God that I've been talking about, but I'm not an initiate. The things in God can only be accessed by initiates. Are you an initiate? It takes a baptism for you to be initiated in the things of God. Somebody answered, "I need to be initiated by baptism. I need to be brought into deeper matters in the kingdom. I have been living like an outsider. I have been trying to access things bigger than me, and I don't know how. With all my best attempt, I'm still bereft of what it takes to prosecute this agenda. I need to be baptized." By the time Moses was coming back after 40 years, the Bible says there is no man as meek as Moses. He was a man baptized in fire, the furnace of affliction, the furnace of the dealings of the Holy Ghost. Suddenly we saw that the man that seems as if he's impatient is the most patient man on earth. That the man that seems as if he's proud is the most humble man on earth. He takes a baptism. Identities and realities will be revealed. Him that is baptized into Christ is one with him. Are you baptized into Christ? Across Cabinet. He shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? Akabentora Damahila Rabakabatabatata. He that baptized with fire. Are you baptized in fire? Are you baptized in the fire? Are you baptized with the spirit of prophecy? Are you baptized? Function. Rabakatia, Rapatakambe, La Costa Pena, Rapatapanata. There is a new regime that God intends to bring us into. There is a new realm that He intends to bring us into. There is a new dimension that He intends to bring us into. It takes a baptism. A ceremony will be organized for you in the heavens. And then you will be called up into the closed sessions of heaven. And then you will be anointed. And then outpouring will come upon your life. We desire a baptism for this territory. We desire a spiritual ceremony to be organized for the people of God, so that our corporate ranking will be increased, because the seasons are now, and we desire an oppression that is bigger than our present pedestal. Bring us up, O God, by your baptism. Sayela, Sayela, come here. Aprento cabanta, rapabadas capenata, ambra capata cabentola, raguata, raguata, somebody pray. It takes baptism. Kapatande Pakombrata, for the identity that is locked up in your spirit to be unveiled. You are a warrior. I say you are a warrior. You are not a weak. You are not weak. You are a warrior. You are not weak. You are a warrior. It takes a baptism for the warrior to be revealed. It takes baptism for the judge in you to be revealed. It takes baptism for the mighty man in you to be revealed. It takes baptism for the prophet in you to be revealed. It takes a baptism. Somebody cry, oh God, organize a baptismal service for me. He that sent me said that by baptism you will identify the one that came to redeem his people. The redeemer in you is waiting. He's waiting. You are baptized again. Oh God, baptize me. Baptize me by fire, if that is what it takes. Baptize me in power, if that is what it takes. Baptize me, oh God, in wisdom. Baptize me, oh God. Baptize me. Candila Capenala, Rapata Capantelia, Rapata Pamana, Tapa Capena, Apapa Papa, Abrata Papanta, Brata Papa, somebody's praying, Aikotamanta, Rapapamanta, Barakapanatia, Repetepetepete, Ikopatana Palapanata, Rapapanda, Brakapapanata, Rapemanta, Brakapapamanatelia, Yapatapanata, Lapanata, Rapapanda, Brakapanata. We identify by baptism in his death. We are dead, we are dead, so that we can carry the glory. We identify certain things die. The death of the cross in your life, because you are baptized, you lose appetite of the things of the flesh because of that baptism. There is a baptism that crucifies the appetite of the flesh, the appetite for food, the appetite for the loss of the eye, the appetite for things of life dies because of that baptism. Suddenly you lose appetite for television. Suddenly you lose appetite for social media. Suddenly you lose appetite for food. Suddenly you lose appetite for attention. Suddenly you lose appetite for microphone, because you are baptized into death. There is a baptism into death. Ask God, what is the requisite baptism that I need at this stage in my progress in you, so that I will be brought into higher pedestals in my calling, in my ordination. Baptize me again. sakambe sakambrata panata rabakwata kabena ayeto lambrata panata. Somebody is praying akapenda na pantala abrata patata brata kabena. I've had my life been on me. I look to you for that. I beg my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for that. I beg my life, breathe on me. I look to you for that. I beg my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for that. I beg my life.
I look to you for love.
please pray. Please pray. Please pray. God is doing a mighty work now. He's doing a mighty work. He's doing a mighty work. A deep work.
I beg my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love. I beg my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love. I beg my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love.
A fresh baptism of wisdom. A fresh baptism of revelation. A fresh baptism of fire. A fresh baptism of humility. A fresh baptism. A fresh baptism of hunger. Hunger. Some of you need to baptize with hunger. You are asking God, how does hunger come? How does body come? It's a baptism. If you are not baptizing to hunger, you can never know hunger. It takes baptism to know hunger. It takes baptism to know body. Be baptized today. Be baptized today. Be baptized today. Be baptized today. Baptize me afresh with fresh hunger. Baptize me with fresh hunger. Baptize me with fresh body. Baptize me with fresh hunger. Baptize me with fresh body. Baptize me with fresh hunger. Baptize me with fresh body. If you are not an initiate, you will never know what is body. You never know what is hunger. No matter the book you read, no matter the message you listen to, it takes a baptism to be brought into that realm. Be baptized.
I take my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love. I take my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love. I take my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love. I take my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love. I make my life in me. Lord, I look to you for love. I beg my life in me.
You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost.
Minister to your neighbor now. Minister to your neighbor now. Something will leave you and enter the person now. Oh my God, there will be a flow now. 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 There will be a flow now.
Holy Ghost!
Take your place. Have your way. 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 You are the Holy Ghost. 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 Take your place. Take your place. Have your place. Have your place. You are the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Take your place. Have your way. You are the Holy Ghost. 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 Take your place. Have your way. Take your place. Have your way. You are the Holy Ghost. 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 Take your place. Have your way. Take your place. And have your way. You are the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, people. In Jesus' mighty name. Whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance, whether it be intervention, encounter,
we cry, oh God, by your mighty power, by your mighty power. You are not praying, you are not praying. Zobreta panta kadeshka ratepantelia. From this our prayer, the ministry of angels is released. Is released now. Is released now to the ends of this earth to minister to everyone that is represented in this prayer request. Is released now. In the name of Jesus, is released now. Angels that know no space and time, we engage their ministry now. In the name of Jesus, we engage their ministry now. In their rank and in their ministry. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Satembrota babanta grata patangetetia. Zobrekapata babanta rabata babredebete kutaska pena. Manda brekota kambrata babanta legetosla kapanandele. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Japanta debokuska badante. In the name of your son Jesus. Zotada, 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 we receive answers from the horn of the altar. We release it upon every one person that is represented here. Oh God, answer us speedily. Answer us speedily. Answer us speedily. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can cast your seat.